And on this Panthers playoff edition of Miami Mic'd Up, I am very happy to welcome in Stephen Lawrence. You had a particularly great series in the first round as the Panthers upset the Lightning. Stephen, it's great to have you here, but before we dive into hockey, before we dive into everything with this series and some other conversations, I got to ask you, what's something recently outside of work, outside of hockey, that's brought you joy?
Oh, boy. I don't even know where to begin with that one. Honestly, I'm a big homebody, so being back home is great. And obviously, it's you know, you can't just leave in the middle of the season and do stuff like that. But seeing my family starting to, you know, get ready for like summer cottage season, and you know, the weather starting to get a little nicer back home. You know, we're obviously fortunate here that it's sunny and 75, 80 pretty much around the clock. But yeah, in those winter months back home, when they get the snow, it's nice that I can watch them start putting the boat in and stuff like that. It kind of gives me something to look forward to, you know, whenever the season finishes, you know, whenever that may be, hopefully later than sooner this year.
Right.
But yeah, I've just been excited for them. They're all happy to be, like I said, putting the boat in, getting ready for that spring, doing all the yard work and stuff like that. So
their positivity can bring you some positivity. I like
that's
that.
Right.
I feel like that works really well. Well, let's dive into a little bit what's happened over the last week or so, because this team takes down the Tampa Bay Lightning, the in-state rival that, let's be real, the Florida Panthers have had some issues with in the playoffs in the past. So how good for you does it feel playing along these guys that have had, you know, that sort of monkey off their back now with Tampa, and have had so many years of adversity against them, to be able to come through, contribute the way that you did, and see this team take down the Lightning in round one?
Yeah, like you said, it was definitely special for everybody, but there were some guys with a little more underlying motivation to want to get in, get a win against that team in particular. And even my days going back to Carolina, we played them, you know, a handful of times in that first season when you were only playing seven teams a year in the bubble year. You know, we saw them in the playoffs too. So there's a little bit of dislike coming from my end too against that club. So obviously it was nice to be able to beat them in five. And, you know, that wasn't really the motivation throughout the series. It wasn't more about getting back, but it was just, you know, we felt we were the better team, and you know, we did the fine tuning and we put the work in this season to be able to put ourselves in a position. And didn't matter who we saw in the first round, whether, you know, it came down to the wire there, whether it was going to be Toronto or Tampa. And either way, you know, we weren't trying to hopefully or hope for one over the other. It just kind of fell into place the way it did. And at the end of the day, if we just worry about what we do and the product we're putting on the ice, and we feel like we're going to have success.
So take me through the emotions of your game-winning goal, because that's a playoff goal, and it clinches a game and a huge moment for this team to take a 3-0 lead. So take me through some of the emotions. What are the first things running through your head after you score?
Yeah, so it was pretty neat. I can obviously pretty vividly remember the play, just because it was my first and it hadn't happened to me in my career before. You know, I've had a few points. I've been on the ice for some big goals and a couple of years back in Carolina, but this one was just extra special. And I don't know, our line played a pretty good game that night. We were happy with Oki and Cuz, and you know, we're obviously not expected to go out there and score big goals every single night, but you know, we were playing hard and we were in on the forecheck and we were generating energy and creating chances and stuff. And, you know, we kind of figured it was only a matter of time before one of them went in. And, you know, we had a good hard working shift where Monty scored a couple shifts earlier, and then, or the period before. And then, you know, sure enough, great forecheck again from our neutral zone. And we get in there so hard. And Cuz, you made a great job going in, poked the puck out to the slot. Oki was driving the net, and I would just put it on net, and I was fortunate that it went in. And for just a split second there, you know, the celebration was you could tell I was pretty excited, but obviously not planned. It just kind of, you could read the emotions on, or you could read how I was feeling just based off of that celebration. The guys were all happy, and yeah, it just brought the team some life. And being able to contribute in that way, that, again, I'm not, you know, haven't done as much as of late, it felt really good. So definitely happy that I was able to contribute to a big win. And yeah, I hope there's more of that going forward.
What were the conversations like with the family after that game? Because, you know, you just mentioned them before, right? And how much you, you know, you get to talk to them, see what's going on.
Yeah,
you
know, it's
you
pretty
score
cool.
A game-winning goal. What's that like?
They're so excited, and they're my biggest fans. So it's neat that I think they understand, the magnitude of the NHL playoffs, because we always grew up watching the Leafs and just the playoffs in general, being from Toronto, but or from outside of Toronto. They knew, like, they kind of get it now. Like, they know my phone's going to be blown up from other people and stuff like that. So they might send a text, but they usually wait the next day to, like, call. And then so I talked to all my sisters and my parents, and they were just over the moon. And they were telling me what they were doing, and they said they were just screaming and hollering and stuff like that. But that's kind of what makes it special, is the support I get from them. And they haven't changed throughout the course of my career. I'm not a hockey player to them. I'm just their brother. I'm just their son. And that's what's so awesome about my family and being home. And that's why I go home in the summer, is just, you can just kind of relax and unwind. And you do this special, like, this series, just this whole process of playing hockey in this league, and being in the playoffs and potentially chasing a cup. They're on my back with me. They're 100% going through everything that I do, day in and day out. So it's special that I could, kind of give them a little something extra to cheer about back home. So
How
yeah.
special, and to be able to share that with the people who matter when it comes to everything after the fact has got to be a special moment. And,
Yeah.
you mentioned it, right? You've been someone who's sort of been on the edge of the roster and ended up now being a huge contributor. So what type of mentality has it taken for you to sort of constantly keep your head up, persevere, no matter what your role was at any given moment this season, to allow you to have this type of success? And, what are the conversations like, say, with the family when you're, maybe down and at a lower point in that moment?
Yeah, it's tough. Again, there were a lot of good days this year, and there was a lot of, I don't want to say bad days, because I don't think the bad days are too bad, especially in this league. Like, we're still very fortunate to be able to play in the best league in the world. And there were some days where it's just like you couldn't really see the light at the end of the tunnel, I guess, is the
Sure.
best way to describe it. And some of the days, you're again, like you said, your family wants to reach out and help and talk to you, and they just want to give you a hug or something like that. And like, that might be the last thing I want. It's just like, I don't want you to feel bad for me. I don't want you to, like, this is part of it. And being on such a deep team, I knew that coming into the season, it wasn't just going to be, a cakewalk earning your spot. Maybe per se last year, when I went to a team that wasn't as strong, didn't have as much depth, and I played 80 games, had a lot more ice time. And but we didn't do anything with that. I learned a lot last year, made a lot of friendships, nothing but respect for the Sharks organization. I loved my time there, but I'm competitive and I want to win, and I wasn't just satisfied. And if that means my role gets cut and to smaller minutes, and I get to contribute to a bigger goal with a team that, has more depth and has a chance to do something special, win a championship, then that's the team I want to be on 10 days out of 10. So yeah, definitely, it's nice to be able to contribute now, and I'm thankful the coach has kind of put that faith back in me to not give me the job, but let me earn that job back. And it wasn't just I've played lights out every game. There's definitely mistakes along the way, and they've been patient with me and sat me down and corrected me, whether it's video or just pulling me aside at practice and just some X's and O's stuff. So they've been patient, and I'm just very fortunate. So it's great to learn from a great group of players and a great group of coaches here as well.
It's a tremendous perspective to have as you're going through all of those ups and downs. And you've mentioned it now. Paul Maurice heaped praise onto you toward the end of the regular season, heading into the playoffs, about your ability to earn the time that you now have on the ice. What type of confidence can it instill in you to hear your head coach going out into the media making those types of comments, particularly a guy with as much experience and playoff experience as Paul Maurice?
Again, you don't search for that. That's not what drives your motor. But at the same time, it's definitely a boost to hear something like that. Again, a coach is as respected as Mo, and again, he's not going to say something if he doesn't mean it, right? So he's not just saying something to make you feel a little bit better if you're down. Like, he's going to say something. He's going to tell you whether it's good, whether it's bad. And that's what you have to respect about a good coach. And that's why we love him, because he's going to tell you how it is. You could win a game, and if he didn't think we played up to our standard, he's going to let you know. If we lose a game, he thought we played well, he's going to be happy. He's going to say, you know what, I'd rather you lose like that than But yeah, definitely hearing some of those comments. Again, I try not to listen too much about like the media stuff from the outside, especially this time of year. More so just focused on playing the game. But that being said, it was definitely nice to get a little shout out from the coach. Definitely, like I said, just kind of throws a little more gas in your fire. And you know, when I started playing with more confidence myself and believing myself a little more, stepping out of my comfort zone a little bit more, and that's when I really started to play better, and I just wasn't thinking as much. To be able to get that on top of it was just a little bit of a cherry on top. So, yeah.
One more sort of hockey-oriented question here before I get to some personality stuff, and we'll wrap up. Those will be quick for you.
Yep, no worries.
At the moment, we're sitting here. Game 7 is tomorrow. We're recording this on Friday, May 3rd. Game 7's tomorrow for the Maple Leafs and the Bruins. You guys will face one or the other. That being said, I am going to ask you about Boston in particular as well. Are there any sort of differentiating factors between them and the Leafs?
Well, they're very similar. They got a lot of, like I said, the top six on each team. Definitely world-class skill, speed. They're not a team that's really gonna, maybe I shouldn't say that. They're gonna beat you with some skill, and they like to seam and make plays. And you can tell with Pasternak and Marchand and these guys that can snap the puck two, three times through the seam and hit them with a backdoor goal. Same with Matthews and Marner and Nylander, those guys. They can make those plays. And you know, us as a team, we don't really do that as much. You know, we'll chip the puck in, we'll do the more blue collar work and let that skill take over once the plays present themselves. We're not going to go out looking for that. But we just have to be able to defend hard like we have done all year. And we take pride in our defensive game. We take pride in our defensive game off the rush as well. We try not to give up plays, you know, odd man rushes inside of our red line, inside of our half. So if we can limit that, both of those teams, obviously, you know, you go over their tendencies in video and you address that stuff. But yeah, I like the way that we match up against both teams. Definitely have some players that we need to look out for, but we'll see what happens tomorrow night, and then Sunday we'll get to work.
All right, let's have some fun off the ice stuff here so that we can wrap up on a good note. So, last player that I interviewed on this podcast was Sasha Barkov.
Okay.
And I think he is a sneaky, hilarious guy.
He might be low-key the funniest guy on the team.
Okay, so that
Yeah.
being said,
Yeah, he really is.
what's a good Barky story that maybe we haven't heard that sort of shows the type of personality that this
I
guy has?
honestly, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I can't give you one because I mean, I don't do a lot. Like, he's in video with like the power play guys. He's always killing with Rhino. So they're doing stuff, and he's in a league of his own. That doesn't, I don't mean to make him sound like he's not talking to all the guys, because
No, of course.
he doesn't say a lot of words to begin with. But when it comes out of his mouth, usually it's a little joke or a jab or just something sarcastic. And it's funny with his accent. So it's just kind of he's really good at, in the moment, just a quick one liner or something like that makes you like you'll walk away or skate away, and you're just like, damn, that's kind of funny. Like, I don't want to go back and like dab him up, be like, hey, good one. But at the same time, it's just like, damn, he's low key. He's got some dry humor to him. That's funny.
That's exactly it. It's the dry humor that'll kill you.
Yeah.
What would you say is the best chirp you've heard in your career, whether it's toward you or toward another player? And we
Oh.
might have to keep it somewhat G-rated, so it might not work, but
Yeah. Okay. Well, I had a couple, but they I can't say those. I'm not sure.
Is there one toward you that stuck with you ever? Like, has there ever been a moment where, someone said something and even that sort of same thing, like you just talked about with Barky, where you go back and you're like, hey, wait a second. What did you
Yeah,
say?
not really. Like, I don't know. The play happened so fast. So unless someone's standing right in front of your bench, like that's when you get guys like Cuzzy or Lomu will hit them with a good one, but that are a little longer. But like middle of the play, just I don't know. I hear like not. I haven't been told this yet, which is good. But if you just yell at someone who's bobbling a puck to take the boxing mitts off, the first time I heard that one,
See,
I
that's a
don't
good
know.
one. I like that.
It's just quick and it's simple and I mean, there's no swearing or anything involved, but it's just clean. It's just like, okay, that's first time I heard that. I forget who said it, but it was funny. I think it
I
was here
love
this
that.
year, but yeah, it was good.
Are you someone who would rather show up somewhere 20 minutes early or 20 minutes
Yeah.
late? 20
No,
minutes early.
early. I was late my whole life, partially because of the three sisters and all that. But yeah, I was late for everything my whole life, and it was just my dad and I would just sit there on the couch waiting for them, and just I don't know. I learned from an early age, and I never wanted to be that. So even now, like my fiance, she might be like, been like borderline, not late for something, but like a dinner reservation. I'm standing at the door. I'm just like, oh boy.
You're getting
And I
anxious
feel
over
bad
it.
because she's like, I'm trying. I'm sorry. And I'm just like, let's go here.
Unfortunately for my wife, I'm the one who's always running late, and she's the one who's
Okay.
always like, hey, let's get it
So she
together.
understands that.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
so she would relate to you on that one.
Yeah.
What's the last time that you tried something for the first time, and what was it?
You know what it was? Oysters.
How
First time.
was that experience for you?
Well, my whole life I was like, okay, these are gross. Like, I've swallowed a snot rocket before, and like it's like the same thing. It's gotta be. So then the whole year I was like, no. And then I forget, we were like, it was like January or something. We had a few nights off. So it was with the team, and like we're having a little bit of wine, and someone's like, you gotta try it, like grow up. Like, stop being a baby. Just try it. So I forget who it was. They just made one up for me with like the cocktail sauce or whatever and the mignonette. And I tried it and I was like, oh, okay, that was actually pretty good. Didn't really taste it. Like, it just kind of, so now I've been kind of, I've had it probably 30 times since then.
Oh,
Not that I love
wow.
it, but like, if it's there on the menu, like, yeah, I'll get a feel, I'll try
All
it.
right, there
So,
we go.
yeah.
Hey, yeah, so that actually worked in a really positive direction for you.
Yes, it did.
All
Pleasantly
right.
surprised.
Favorite movie and or TV show?
Favorite movie? Transformers 1, just
Oh.
because I saw it at the drive-in at my cottage when I was younger, and it was just like everything was just perfect. Like the
The
scenery, and
nostalgia.
I don't know. It's just, yeah, I wish I could go back to that night. Like, it was great.
That's great.
But yeah, favorite TV show? I don't really have one. I want to, maybe I liked Yellowstone on Netflix. That was good, but like now it's over. Peaky Blinders was good, like kind of the standard, the big ones. But I watched Trailer Park Boys. You know what that is?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Canadian, right? So I've watched, I mean, I can recite pretty much every episode, but it's something like you put on like Friends, where if you're like, you can just fall asleep to it and like it'll turn off and you can pick up wherever. It doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean that's being able to put on kind of reruns of shows is one of the best things that you could do to
Yeah.
kind of unwind at the end of the night. What is the best concert experience you've ever had? Are you much of a music guy?
I'm a big music guy. I haven't been to a ton of concerts.
Well, then that said, if you haven't been to a ton of concerts, what does your Spotify Wrapped look like? Like, if you're saying you're a big music guy, what are the
Yeah.
main things on your playlist?
Well, I just respect like musicians in general. I don't like the new crap that's like, I don't know. I won't say it 'cause I'll probably piss somebody off. But I like more like rock and roll, 80s rock. Like, yeah, 80s rock, anything country, I'm good. Like, from old country to new country, the new stuff's getting a little bit too
Too
more
pop
like
for you?
pop.
Yeah,
Yeah.
too pop for you?
Yeah. So like 90s, 2000s, 2010s, like good country music, I like. But yeah, like summertime, like if I'm going out on the boat or something like that, you know, have a cold beer and like throw on the 80s rock, like I don't know. That's just something about that just hits
I get
different.
it. I get it. It sounds like a vibe. It sounds like a vibe. All right, two last questions for you. What would you do with the extra time in your day if you didn't have to sleep? So if sleep was eliminated, if you were someone who needed absolutely no sleep, now you got an extra, I don't know, maybe 6, maybe 10 hours. I don't know how long you're sleeping. What would you do with your extra time?
But it's dark outside still, like it's nighttime.
Yeah, sure. Let's
Because
say
that
it's still
depends.
nighttime.
Because if it's
Yeah, because if
daytime,
not,
I'm
you're
going to the golf
golfing.
course.
Yep, I figured that'd be the end. That's the first answer for every hockey guy.
Nighttime, I don't know. Probably read more books.
I like that.
I don't read enough, but yeah, I just gain an education of some sort. Like, I didn't go to school after hockey. I took a couple university classes, but I just think, I don't know, the more you know, the better.
And then finally, what is something that people might be surprised to know about you? I know we've covered a lot of terrain in this interview, so I feel
I
like
don't
I've gotten to
know.
know you well, but is there anything else out there that you're like, you know what? That's something that people might not know.
I play the guitar a little bit. I'm not
That's
like
cool.
great, but I did a thing this year on NHL Network, and I went and saw my buddy in Nashville and sang with him. I'm not a great singer, but I usually just sing by myself. But yeah, I play the guitar. I came home from junior hockey the one year, and all my buddies were still playing. So I went, got one from like a pawn shop and taught myself on YouTube. So
That's
just something I enjoy doing. It's better than like turning the TV on, just like playing video games and melt your brain. I'd rather just play some music and learn a few songs for just for me. So.
It's funny you say that. I know Duncan Robinson with the Heat, when COVID was going on, he learned how to play the keyboard because it was the same sort of thing where he was like, rather than locking myself in the house and, you know, just playing video games the whole time, let me do something productive, learn a little bit.
Well, keyboard's
Well,
cool because it's not like standard like the guitar, right? Like it's yeah, I like
Yeah,
that.
there's some cool stuff there. All right, man. Well, Steven, this was a great conversation. I know I kept you longer than the PR staff told you you'd be sitting here and talking to me. So
No worries.
I
No
appreciate
problem at
you
all.
and them. This was a great conversation. Good luck against insert team here that you guys will be playing in the next round. And I look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.